So, our gene respond to the signal, electromagnetic signal, and how you feel, how you perceive certain things. This perception determines your wave, shape of the waves. Even though you look at the same picture, and if you have a very negative feeling, then you have a very bad, a better wave. Yeah. Right. If you see, wow, that's so beautiful, then it becomes alpha wave. It's a perception. It has a lot to do with the generation of what kind of wave signal you're sending to your genes. So that's why we have to be always positive and hopeful instead of being negative or hopeless. You know, always, as much as possible, be loving rather than hateful. You know, because the wave become entirely different. And therefore, the influence, your gene deep inside your cells become totally positive to negative. That's why love one another. Wow, this is this is not just hey, you guys love one another. You know, it does mean that way. Yeah, love one another.
But you know, when you do that, people say, now look, we're living in reality. That's not realistic. Mm-hmm. You're in a state of denial.
That's right.
Whatever
the reality may be, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely, it's what it is to you.
You have to be determined to be in synchronization with God's way.
So. Could be your spiritual level too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in terms of atherosclerosis, scientists discovered something very interesting. And, you know, in the process of atherosclerosis, there is a kind of white blood cell called a monocyte is being attracted to into the blood vessel wall, okay, which is again very interesting. Okay, this is a section of the blood vessel. This is the outer wall. This is a muscle layer in the middle of the wall. Then this is the inner wall. We call endothelium. And interestingly, look at this. These muscle cells become sort of beginning to grow more rapidly, overgrowing. Then this endothelium and the muscle cells sending signal, see, this is a wave, to the monocyte in the blood. And say, hey, come on in. You know, they're not supposed to. And then they come in with the cholesterol, see. And when I saw this article, I felt very strange, you know. So every cell in our body generate some kind of what? Signal. Yeah. This is a pathological signal, we call. This is not really normal, healthy signal. There's no reason the blood vessel cells trying to call this monocyte into them. See? And when you... So how should we really interpret this? In fact, clinically speaking, we observe a lot of patients. You know. In general, we say if you have high cholesterol, you're going to have atherosclerosis. But that's not always true. See, even though some people have high cholesterol level, they do not have cholesterol accumulation on their blood vessel wall. But in general, that's true, though. But on the other way around, a person has a totally normal blood cholesterol level, they have what? Yeah, cholesterol accumulation. So, it is not necessarily the atherosclerosis is caused by only by what level of cholesterol. It is more depend upon what your blood vessel cell, what kind of signal is sending to the monocyte and why. See. Like in terms of Alzheimer's disease, when Dr. When he studied with the Catholic nuns, he discovered that some nuns develop Alzheimer much earlier. Some nuns, like here, they don't have any problem with the memory even after their 70s, way after the retirement. What makes a difference? So he could not really come up with any sort of a rational explanations why some nuns, because nuns, the lifestyle of Catholic nuns are more or less same. Uniform, same. And they don't have their, stubborn husband. And, there's no family relationship, causing all different variety of these stressful things. They're more or less receiving same kind of stress and same religion, same purpose of life, goal of life, But still there is a vast difference in terms of developing Alzheimer's disease. So this Dr. Snowden finally decided to look into the diary of nuns, and he discovered there's no question that the state of diary and the development of the Alzheimer's disease is totally correlated. And unfortunately, this article, this result of his research was published in a Time magazine, a very well-known study called the Nun Study. But somehow, general public did not really get the point. Why? Because he used such a esoteric vocabulary. Yeah. After the observation of reviewing all these diaries, these nuns who did not have Alzheimer's disease, even in their late 70s, they're full of stories, wonderful stories in the diary. Obviously they spent very meaningful days in the past. They've been so thankful. They visited the patient in the hospital, and then they had very meaningful conversation. In result, people got converted. They're so thankful to the Lord. There's a lot of joys and a lot of sort of meaning is in their diaries every day. But on the other hand, those Catholic nuns who developed Alzheimer's very early, in their early 50s and so on, characteristically, their diary is empty. If they wrote something down, you know, it is all negative. And sometimes, oh, I want to die. I hate to be a nun, you know, so on. You know, this kind of negative feeling. I don't want to think about anything. So this message, the negative message generate negative what? Brain wave. And then it gives a signal what? To kill the brain cell. In fact, if you open up the brain cells of the Alzheimer's disease, there is some abnormal substance which cannot be found in the normal human being's brain. There is a substance called something called presenilin. Presenilin. You become pre-senile. And this substance is sort of what? This is a substance which is produced by altered gene. But in normal healthy brain, you don't see this much. And so, when you have negative message in terms of your thought, then it's going to be what? Converted in your brain into the very bad wave. And then your gene in the brain cell would be receiving that bad signal. And then your gene, your brain cell might be saying, hey, this person do not want to think anything. Don't want to live. So, there's a lot of times, we still don't know what exactly caused Alzheimer's disease. See? Why? Because we're only looking at the what? Substance. Substances are what? Result of the wave. The wave is a result of your thought. So, we doctors do not want to go beyond the substance. That's why they stop right here, and we really don't know why this is being produced. So, cause of Alzheimer's disease? Still unknown. Okay. What really causes a gene change in the brain cells? Why the blood vessel wall, like the endothelial cells and the muscle cells in the blood vessel, is sending this strange signal to the monocyte in the blood? Don't know. Okay. And then we have the disease called autoimmune disease, like lupus. Okay. Autoimmune disease means that your T cell, which is supposed to be protective of your health, is now changed. The gene has been changed. That so T cell becomes strange, abnormal T cell, and beginning to destroy your own system. So depending upon which system the altered T cell is attacking determines what kind of disease, autoimmune disease you have. So autoimmune means your own immune system is attacking you. So It can attack your kidney. It can attack your skin. And it can attack your tear gland, so you have what? Dry eyes all the time, right? Can attack your the gland which produces saliva, then you have a dry mouth all the time, so you have to constantly drink. It can attack your joints, we call rheumatoid arthritis. So, in your daughter's case, the altered T cell is attacking capillaries. Okay. But the capillary is all over our body. See? So that's why lupus can attack many different organs. It can be liver, kidney, muscle, brain, or skin, whatever. Okay. The question is, why the genes of the T cell has been changed? See? Yeah. To attack you instead of to protect you. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. See, our cells can really change. Like, you know the cloning, right? Dolly, right? Dolly was cloned, a sheep. And to clone, you have to come up with what? Stem cell, see? So Dolly's mother, actually, it was not Dolly's mother, but there is what? Pre-Dolly.
Dolly one.
Not really, she's Dolly.
No.
Okay. She is just the donor of the cell. That's it. Yeah. There's a donor of the cell, which is one of the breast cell. See? So the donor sheep was giving one of the breast cell to make stem cell. So, how can the skin cell, okay, over this breast become a stem cell? Stem cell is very primitive cells. All our cells in the body grew up from the what? Stem cell. Every cell you have in your body was stem cell once upon a time. See? So, every cell you have, we have all 274 different kinds of cells in the body. They were all what? Stem cell at the beginning. Okay. So basically, even though we have all 274 different type of cells consisting of body, all these 274 cells are basically what? Same cell. That means every single cell you have in your body has the same genes. Okay? Let's say it is still controversial exactly how many genes we have in our cells. It sounds like 26,000 to 30,000, somewhere in between. But every single cell in your body has exactly same gene. That means they're all what? Same cells. But then why it is so different? Why there is a 274 different kind of cells? It's because among those, let's say it's a 30,000 gene. Among those all 30,000 genes, which genes are turned on, which genes are turned off, makes entire difference. So, in your skin cell here, if we open up your skin cell, we can find there is a brain gene,
liver genes, kidney genes, all the genes you have, so you're supposed to have in one cell, one skin cell. What are they doing?
Yeah.
In your brain cell, we do have a skin gene too. They're sleeping. See? So, how can then we make the skin cell to become stem cell? We have to what? Push them back, to go back to the stem cell. Why? Because skin cell, once upon a time, it was what?
Stem cell.
The process of doing that is very interesting. Okay. And stem cell means what? It doesn't have any identity. While your skin cell, brain cell, liver cell has what? Hey, I'm a liver, I'm a kidney, I'm skin, you know, I'm brain, you know. So they all have their identity. But stem cell can become any cell depending upon how their genes are controlled by the forces coming from outside. So God determines which stem cell to become which cells, you know, what kind of cells. Okay. So, let's say when you have a brain cell, we can say it was a stem cell and the God woke the sleeping brain gene up, right? Then that cell become brain cell. So God is appointing every single cell. Hey, I want you to become brain cell. Okay. I want you to become skin cell. So they get together, you know. Here comes baby. So, so every cell has a definite identity as a skin cell, kidney cell, a liver cell, and so on. But stem cell, I don't know what am I. What am I going to be, you know? But stem cell has all the potential to become any cells in your body. Okay. So how can we push this us grown up, you know, which has a definite identity as a cell, push them back to become stem cell again? Very difficult task, right? They were successful doing this. That's why they were able to clone Dolly. Because they eventually they made this skin cell from the breast into the stem cells. So they took a stem cell into the put into the womb of a healthy surrogate mother sheep. Okay? And then after 6 months, here comes a baby lamb. That's Dolly. See? The reason why they called that lamb Dolly is because what? Because it was from breast cell. Dolly has a big. Okay. So, then how scientists do that? The reason why I am telling you this is that cells can definitely change depending upon what kind of message you give and how you treat them. Okay? Okay, let's take a look. First of all, they starve skin cells. They call this kind of process starvation culture. Starvation culture. Okay. And usually to culture the cells, you need the serum from the blood. So, the amount of serum you give is only 5% of the normal amount of serum you provide for them to grow. So, in a way, in other words, you're only eating one meal while you should have eaten, what, 20 meals. Okay. So it's extreme starvation. The idea was that if we starve the people, let's say here's a judge, here's the general, here's the professor, here's the minister, and we put them in a one room, and then starve them to death, you know. And then, do you think they can keep their own identity? When they're so hungry, they say, "What? I don't care whatever I am. Just give me some food." Mm-hmm. You know. So they kind of guess that it's going to happen to the cellular level too. And indeed, it is happening. That even though the cell came from skin. So at the beginning, the cell says, "Hey, I'm skin cell." But then, when scientists begin to starve them, the identity becomes dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. See? So the skin gene is becoming what? Being turned off gradually. So they're not really looking like a skin cell. It's very hard to recognize what kind of cell was it, you know. And then, after the starvation, there's a certain period of time, starvation culture, then, so this is, let's say, skin cell. And this is genes here. And then after the starvation, they remove this nucleus out. You call it nuclear transplant. Okay. Then they get the egg of the healthy sheep. In the egg, there are genes of the what? This female. So they take this out. They remove them out. And they discard them. Then there is an empty space here. Okay. Into this empty space of this egg, they transfer this nuclei right in here. Okay. Then these genes here, after so much starvation, they almost lost their what? Identity. And then now they woke up and then they discover themselves in the egg. And they say, "Where is it? I guess I'm a stem cell." And then they give this electric shock. Then they, you know, they lose their consciousness. And then after they wake up, "What was I? Well, I guess I'm stem cell." So this is how cells are changed. This extreme what pressure from outside can, you know, make this well-developed mature cell even go back to become what? Stem cell.
Stem cell.
So that much the state of our gene can change.
Wow.
See? That's why I'm telling my cancer patient. Okay, see? The circumstances, according to the need, can definitely change the state of the gene. Right? Yeah.
So, therefore, if you are giving, offering new circumstances, very positive, happy, peaceful, right? And with what? With healthy food, with exercise, with water, no more coffees, no more, you know, whatever, you know. And then sunshine, fresh air with the deep breathing, you know, rest, proper rest and temperance. With what? A breath of life coming in because you trust, you open your heart. Don't you think cancer cell can go back to normal cell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. And why? Because you are now releasing the pressure which was upon the cancer cell to be cancer cell. Right? Yeah. So cancer cell now feel, wow, I can go back to normal now. Because the entire situation is what? Circumstance is normal. Something I missed for a long time. Peace, joy, you know? And then the Word of God, the breath of life coming in. And so this is the way. Our cells can change. So, in case of the lupus, as an autoimmune disease, somehow, according to the what? Bad pressure, the T cell has been altered to attack their own cells. Okay? So, don't you think we can reverse that T cell back to normal? Right? So that those T cells may not attack other cells anymore. Right? This is my logic. Okay. So, it is important to send the new signal to the altered T cells. Because this signal is definitely electromagnetic wave. So if you keep on sending normal wave, right, the sequence, DNA sequence of the gene can eventually what? Change. Yeah. The sequence can be changed. Therefore you have now normal gene back. Right? And then your T cell may not attack your own tissue anymore. Okay. Today's medicine knows how to make stem cell, but they do not really apply this kind of knowledge and experience in terms of treating what? Cancer or autoimmune diseases, unfortunately. Because they think it is two separate things. So, you know, there's auto, one of those autoimmune diseases which is very interesting is a hyperthyroidism. Many women have these diseases. Not just the ordinary woman, those women who are trying to be superwoman. You want to say something? Okay, you don't have to say, we already. So, want to be busy, you know, and trying to do everything, you know,
everything perfect, and everything efficiently, everything fast, you know. Because your thyroid gland produces a thyroid hormone for us to be like that, fast, efficient, you know. So if you really wish to be like that, then your thyroid glands need to produce more thyroid hormone for you. T cells are known to be very, very sensitive to the brain and brain. The brain wave, and in other words, the brain produces endorphin, serotonin, you know, dopamine, melatonin, all these kind of things. Then the brain produces all these kind of things into the bloodstream. Then T cells respond to those substances which was produced by the brain cell very sensitively. So your immune system is controlled by T cells, and your T cell is really sensitively controlled by how your brain do. See, what kind of substance brain produces. What kind of substance brain produces is totally depend upon what kind of what? Brain wave. The brain perceives and produce. Right? So if you're happy, if you're really in an alpha wave, then brain can produce all this wonderful stuff. Send them to the bloodstream, and then those wonderful stuff are finally touching the antennas of the T cell, and T cell become activated by receiving those what good wave from the endorphin, from the serotonin, and so on. So finally T cell gene perceive and receive those good wave, and then produce cancer killing substances and kill the cancer. See? So that's the system, immune system, connected to the what? Brain. So when I was in medical school, the psychology was psychology. Immunology was what? Immunology. But today you cannot separate that. So today we call it what? Psycho-immunology. You cannot talk about immune system's reaction independent from what? Your psychology. So the way you think, let's say John came here, and John was searching all this internet site about, you know, liver cancer and the transplantation. It's all what? Hopeless kind of stuff. And you say, wow, this is terrible. Okay. I'm gonna die. Then you're making your T cell horrible. Your T cell turn off completely. Why? Because you believe in that hopelessness. So belief, perception, and belief is amazingly powerful to Ajahn. As you perceive certain way, how do you perceive? Then do you really trust and believe what you perceived? Okay, you perceived, okay, I don't care. Then those waves are not really powerfully generated by your brain. But when you say, okay, I got it, I believe that, then next step is what? Next step is, you believe it, and then, I know I have hope. My, then your wave is amplified as it goes through the each step. Amplification. The wave becomes a powerful wave. See? That's why when you say, I knew it! OK, okay, I believe that. Wow, now I have hope. My doctor says I have only 3 months, but now I know I can be healed. That wave, the totally different wave, which is one is negative, the other one is what? Positive wave, works entirely differently to your genes. So this is what spiritual realm of the healing process. Okay. Actually, healing is spiritual realm, really. It's not really scientific realm. It is what? It is, healing has to do with the changing gene structure. Scientists today cannot do that. See? But God can do that with the proper electromagnetic signal. We know our genes are responding to the electromagnetic signal. But we don't exactly know what signal does what yet. See? And we cannot really generate all the signal. But my prediction is, in near future, maybe 3 to 5 years from now, eventually this modern medicine will begin to get into the field of the wave. Maybe we will see wave medicine pretty soon. Mm. So our computer today memorizes what? Wave. So you have a good wave. Let's say Pastor Sang Lee, you know, believe that he can heal. And so he touched Jerry, the patient. And Jerry believed this Pastor Lee, and we synchronize our wave, and this wave powerfully worked on his gene sequence and change, and he's healed. Then, wow, Jerry had a cancer and he's healed by Dr. Sang Lee. Mm-hmm. So they can call, would you please come to a hospital and send the same signal from your hand, so we can record it. Yeah. So next time, Dr. Sang Lee doesn't have to touch any patient. Yeah. Yeah. They will send the specific wave, you know, to the patient. Obviously, Satan will be involved in that process. You know. The magical things will happen. So, so maybe people end up worshipping electricity or, see, electromagnetic wave instead of what? Word of God. Yeah. So when I really say this is word of God, the wave coming from the God is the only life-giving wave. And they say, hey, you know, a guy doesn't believe in God, but when he touches, there's a wave, patient is healed, shut up, you know. You are deceiving the people, Sang Lee. You know. New start is too bothersome. Okay, you know, we don't have to put the patient on the healthy diet and exercise program and the water and et cetera. They can drink coffee and whatever they want to, they do. And as long as we apply this new wave from the computer, we can heal. And then new start to become scam, religious scam. Mm-hmm. Then they may come and arrest me. Mm-hmm. So I can see my future. Because so you promote God, you promote your religion, Sang Lee. We have this new religion. See? And Sang Lee become bad guy, only promoting narrow spectrum of religion. So can you see what's coming? Yeah. That's what I see. It's my future. Then I guess some of those, my past patient, who had wonderful experience of healing, say, hey, he is not scam. Mm-hmm. He changed me like this. Mm-hmm. You know, there are going to be a lot of witness everywhere. Sure. Then Zangni will become a focus. And everybody will debate whether he's a good guy or bad guy. Then I think
it's gonna be a tough debate, huh?
Hmm?
It's gonna be a tough debate.
Yeah, very tough debate. Yeah, and then maybe at that time I'll be more famous than O.J. Simpson on trial. Yeah. Yeah. It's not really a joke. I guess things are coming like that. Because it will be. The medical field, people in the medical field will be very angry because they think, well, religion and science is two different things. It's a wave. I say it's God. You know, it'll be a big debate.
How did that change happen, that religion and science became separate? What's the background on that briefly?
Well, it's again, because religion and the science both have to deal with life energy we talked about this morning. Mm-hmm. In terms of life energy, religious point of view and the scientific point of view, it doesn't make any difference. But it's the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Satan created this soul immortality, this dualistic philosophy, for the people not to really become aware of the existence of the life power coming from the God, right? So as a result, we ended up believing in the human soul and body to separate entity. So that's how religion and the science become goodbye to each other. See, so body is a scientific entity. Soul is what? Spiritual, religious entity. That's how it becomes. So, but when you look at in Old Testament, the religious priest is scientific physician. There's no separation between the priesthood and the physicianhood. Mm-hmm. He was in one. Because priest is the one who has what? Who has the Word of God. In it, there's life. Right? So, it was priest can give the life energy, which is in the Word of God, to heal the patients. So priest was physician. There's no separation between physician and the priest in Hebrew system in Old Testament time. Yes.
It's been that way in most cultures that the people, the healers are religious, the people that take care of them. It's a new Western thing.
So. And then when the Hellenistic philosophy, Aristoteles and the Plato and the Greek culture really separated. And then physicians only deal with the body. But if you go back to very primitive, areas, still physicians are the spiritual guys. It's not scientific guys. So cells can change. So even though someone, let me go through with this hyperthyroidism. Let's say here's a young woman, okay, college girl, who wants to be everything, who wants to be a president of a student body of the college, right, and who wants to be a Sunday school teacher, or who wants to be a captain of the volleyball team, who wants to be a cheerleader. You know, there's so many things to do, and she wants to be everything. And there's no time to rest. She has to go, 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 go. And she's sleepy, tired. No, she cannot be there. Go, go. And so obviously she needs more thyroid hormone to be produced. See? Then that message, the subconscious message, the strong, powerful subconscious urge to be alert and efficient and fast all the time become the signal to produce more thyroid hormone. Do you know what perceives that urge, the signal? Your T cell. Your T cell perceives that. And your T cell, there's a something happens in the T-cell genes, and the certain genes get activated because of that wrong signal of being what? Superwoman. Okay. And then the T-cell is now producing very strange substance to go to a thyroid gland and to stimulate thyroid gland to produce more thyroid hormone. This is what T cell is doing. And in this society we say, what's happening?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get rid of thyroid gland. Yeah. We just don't want to connect with our mind signal and the consequence happening in our body. There's plenty of evidence we can connect each other. But we are so what? Accustomed to the dualistic thinking due to the soul immortality theory. So we simply do not connect. You know, it's a very bad habit. So we have to be, reconstruct our way of thinking. That's what I'm doing, actually, myself, you know, to have a successful healing. Okay. And so, like your daughter's case, there must be some reason, some emotional reason that the certain emotion of your daughter is was triggering to change the gene of the T cells. Okay. And maybe, okay, what kind of thought there could be? See, this kind of autoimmune disease is happening mostly among women, but not every woman is a woman who are more what? Calm, introvert, okay, and suppressing. Very nice. See? So, let's say a little girl was growing up, and everybody praised her. Oh, what a beautiful girl! What a nice girl you are! You are so nice. And this girl is being what? It's being pressed to be nice all the time. So she become a person, a woman, who cannot really express her bad emotion or being bad. Why? Because she is being expected to be nice all the time. And you have to be an angel all the time.
like in Korea, it's between daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law situation. And so you live with the mother-in-law, and you are now the nice daughter-in-law. Everybody expects you to be nice daughter-in-law to your mother-in-law. And it is so difficult. But then she feels what? Oh, I wish I die. I wish I die. Day after day after day after day. Guess what happened to the T-cell? I think T-cell have some, what, committee meetings and so Don't you perceive this signal coming from the brain, you know?
Yeah.
She does not want to live. So we better, what? We better assist her to die. So T-cell decides what to do. So let's say T-cell is beginning to attack the joints, okay? Or, you know, thyroid gland, or your liver, your kidney, or lupus, whatever kind of decision was made. And then you go to doctor, and what doctors give you?
More.
Stuff to kill the T-cells. Well, because T-cell is behaving bad. So you keep on killing T-cell with immunosuppressant, cortisone, and etc. So this poor T-cell keep on dying. You know? But the cause is not discovered yet, and is not changing. So as soon as you quit medication, guess what happened? There's a new T-cell coming up, new batches are produced, and this new batches, gene of this new batches become changing by same signal, which was received by all batches of the T-cell. Right? So you keep on reproducing the same T-cell. So that's why you have to change up here. The signal need to be changed. Have to think differently. Or sometimes very religious lady, you know, who feels so guilty and who always feel that I'm so such a bad girl and God cannot forgive me. God will punish me sooner or later. You know. But that kind of what? Life, religious life, many people live. You know. And then the T-cell will have a committee meeting, will say, hey, she wants to be punished. She's sure that she's going to be punished. So let us punish, you know. And there's all kind of but. Or you have no desire to die or get sick, but you are forcing yourself and pushing yourself to the limit, and all the time. You overwork all the time to be first in the class, to become famous, to become praised, you know. So when you're forcing yourself, working overtime, then according to the T-cell, it is what? Suicidal, isn't it? Hey, this lady is trying to kill herself. So why don't we help her? You know. So this is my interpretation of the development of the autoimmune disease. Yeah. Okay. And the patient has to know. And so, let's say I had a teenager patient about
14 years old, okay, and she developed a sort of lupus type of the problem. Her T cell has been altered and attacking the kidney very badly. What was happening was, because the father of this girl is a very musically talented in Korea, and however, their family was so poor that he could not have any musical training. And so this guy is so what? He has the absolute, what do you call that when you hear certain...
Perfect pitch.
Yeah. And you hear that you can duplicate on piano, just no time. Yeah. But this guy did not have money. So this guy was so determined that when he has children, then he will give what? Musical training. And but somehow he got married with a woman who doesn't have that much musical talent. And her first daughter was born, and this daughter had the gene from the mom, so not daddy's gene. So. Mm. But somehow this daddy was pushing her to play piano. And urging, pushing, you know, sometimes spanking. And so he came to America in Michigan, you know. He was working as a dental technician. I mean, what do you call it? You make a tooth.
Yeah,
dental technician. Mm-hmm. And then apparently he had a lot of big clientele, and he become pretty wealthy, driving Mercedes, you know, so on. So he forced her daughter, you know, to play piano, practice, you know. And the daughter was really scared of her dad. And daughter wanted to be loved by the daddy, but daddy seems to be that he loves her only when she plays piano better than last time. So that was absolutely what conditional love. She never had any unconditional love from her dad. Her mom is all interested in grade in the school. Her mom only loves her when her grade is up. So it's a bad situation. There's no taste of unconditional love. Okay. And then the younger brother, see, younger brother was born, and then he got daddy's gene. He is taking violin lesson, and the progress was fantastic. You know. And so when he become 11 years old, it was pin drop. You know. Just amazing, you know, performance. So automatically, this sister who plays piano off and on is no longer any value in the church, in the school, you know. And she become extremely jealous of him. And also she's becoming jealous and angry and feels so inferior to her brother. See? Because she can see her brother is so talented, which she does not really have. And she felt like, okay, I give up. You know. So she quit practicing. And daddy found that out. Daddy spanked and, you know, shouted, you know, everything. And she hated daddy. And she's getting depressed. Her endorphin genes are being turned off, you know, because of anger, hatred. It's a love only can come in and turn on the gene, right? And So she's so depressed, and she didn't feel like studying, and her grade is going down. Now her mommy is bothering, you know, shouting at her. Oh, she says, I want to die. So she, whenever she gets into her room, own room, she covers herself up in darkness. I wish I'd die. After about 3 to 4 months later, mother found her daughter is pale, very pale. Apparently she became anemic. And they took her to the Ann Arbor University Michigan Hospital, and they discovered her kidney is terribly damaged. She developed autoimmune disease, and her T cell is destroying the kidney. It was almost at the stage that she needed kidney transplantation. And then that father called me, Dr. Lee, help us. This is disastrous. My daughter's kidney is all, you know, gone. So I asked a few questions, and I figured out, you know, this probably is autoimmune, most likely autoimmune disease. If it is autoimmune disease, there should be some emotional, you know, problems. So I said, bring her to the New Start program. So I explained this. And Daddy found out that was his fault, right? And Daddy cried and cried, and then hugged her daughter. Oh, honey, I love you no matter what. You don't have to play piano. Daughter says, what? You mean you love me even though I don't play piano? What a revelation. This is like a meeting Christ on the cross, right? You love me no matter what? Yes. I'm so sorry. I mistreated you. It's all Daddy's fault that you're sick. She said, no, Daddy, it's okay. Forgave Daddy. They become friends. Joy, hope. Guess what? T cell had a new committee meeting. Right? Hey, there's no reason for us to attack kidney anymore. Right?
Right.
Yeah. New signal. And she become very happy girl. See?
Wow.
Yeah. And they have hand in hand with Daddy, you know, walking, singing, you know. Isn't that wonderful? Mm.
That's why it's psychoimmunology.
Psychoneuroimmunology. This is a psychoimmunological phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Our ability to express our emotions,
mm-hmm,
and in turn have our needs met,
mm-hmm,
then allows us to be healed with God's love.
Yeah. So, this unconditional love gave her new power to forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Free. She was set free,
mm-hmm,
from the guilt. You know, everything, anger, everything. See? And so maybe in your case, your daughter's case, I saw the second and third daughter, very cute, right? Very pretty girls. And maybe being first, there could have been over discipline, you know. Yeah. And which we all make that kind of mistake.
Yeah.
I over disciplined my oldest daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the younger ones coming up, and the mommy, daddy are so much in love with them, you know. And then all daughters feel that no matter what you do, they all feel that everyone feel that they are less loved than the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when I said I love you to anyone, the other two get, that's it, what? When I love her, I do not love you. No, I guess you do, but yeah.
They don't really feel it, right?
Yeah.
See, my oldest daughter, I have two daughters, and my older daughter is not that pretty. Okay. My younger daughter is very pretty. So we all sort of worshiped her. Wow, pretty, you know. And she eventually become anchor woman in Los Angeles, and she's still anchoring on television, news. And so I definitely loved a whole lot more than the younger one. Okay, there's no question. But you know what? When the younger one was in college, she said, I don't think you love me, Dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I was so shocked. So shocked. Wow. And so, but in this case, it was very successful. It was wonderful. The T cell eventually changed, and no longer attacking kidney anymore. And then, you know, the kidney can regenerate. In the past, we didn't believe so. A brain cell, kidney cell, cartilage cells, and, or heart muscle, you know, we call it myocardial cells, does not really regenerate. But today we know they all do. Why? Because we discovered there is what? In the kidney, there is a mesenchymal, you know, stem cell, which can become new kidney cells. In the brain, we found what? The brain stem cell become new brain cells, you know, in pancreas, even in cartilage cells can be, stem cell can become new cartilage cell, produce new cartilage tissue, so you can have a new joint tissue. So osteoarthritis does not simply mean that you get older and your cartilage worn out. The osteoarthritis means that your cartilage cell is not producing enough cartilage tissue. See? So, because the gene in the cartilage cell is sleeping, turned off. So when that gene's turned on again, there's no cartilage tissue is produced, and there's no cartilage developed in the joint and can be healed. Why? Because, see, we think that osteoarthritis is sort of what? Aging processes, you know. As you get aged and it, you know, one off. That's too simplistic explanation. But when I saw the statistics of the osteoarthritis, I was so shocked. Almost 18% of the population of the osteoarthritis patient, the age range between starting 18 to 25 years old consists 18% of the entire osteoarthritis. It doesn't have anything to do with age.
Wow.
Even though you're 18, 20 years old, if your gene turns off, then you have what? You don't generate a sufficient amount of cartilage tissue, So it looked like it is being warned off. And also among the older population, it is some people develop that problem, but most of people, their culture is doing fine, they're not worn off. Why? Because they keep on producing new cartilage tissue from the cartilage cells. We call it chondroblast or chondrocyte cartilage cells. So, it is a signal, my dear brothers and sisters. Yeah. It is a signal coming from outside. Whether it is God's signal giving you life signal, or it is what? Evil spirits give you death signal. Death signal says, I don't want to live anymore. I don't want to live anymore. Then you really want, the signal is propagating all your cells. Hey, she wants to die. See? So, as her kidneys have regenerated, 3 months later, went to Ann Arbor University Hospital, and they're shocked. Kidney is normal now. And so I have a Crohn's disease patients and ulcerative colitis patients. You know.
What did the doctors say? Doctor, regenerated kidney.
Doctors say, what happened? They think it is impossible. Okay. It is impossible. And but impossible. This is extraordinary things. That's why I'm saying the truth is in the extraordinary process. We like to believe in ordinary processes. But ordinary things are what? Consequence of ordinary disbelief. But when we develop extraordinary belief, then truth works. Truth become power. So, the lupus can be completely really healed, but it is your daughter has to understand. See. What is really happening. And the patient herself has to understand. And then, wow. And my oldest daughter, she resented so badly, you know, toward me. Because I definitely preferred the younger daughter. She had a severe, deep resentment and anger toward me. But in the meantime, she loves me so dearly. And this what? Love, hatred, kind of. Oh, I had a problem. And she says, when she was in college, I really, I was so afraid receiving her phone call. Because, hello, hi Jen, how are you doing? Daddy, I am killing myself. This is the last time I'm going to talk to you. Again. So I talked to her hour and a half, 2 hours. Finally, okay, I'm not going to kill myself. Very suicidal, all the time. And I had my share of the problem for almost 30 years. Finally, when she became 30 years old, light begin to shine. Now she's my best child. Okay, so gene change, cells change, and person change. See? Why? Because there is God, who is very powerful. Your normal cell can change back to stem cell. Therefore, it's a whole lot easier for your cancer cell to come back to normal. See? Then one normal cell become stem cell. See? So that's why we have hope. To become normal, come back to normal, it's a whole lot easier to become abnormal. See? When you became abnormal, this abnormal cells always miss being normal. Oh, in the past, there was such a good time when we used to be normal.
They didn't have as many committee meetings.
Right. But the cancer cells are always frustrated. Yeah. But cancer cells wait until you lift all what pressures. Yeah. The pressure from the diet, exercise. There's some people, I don't know about you, John, but you over-exercised. And there's some people who does what? Who, okay, I'm running full marathon. Killing themselves. You know, halfway.
We know. I ran a marathon. It kills you.
It kills
your body. It's not good for your body.
And it's definitely like a, you know, you're burdening your system way over too much, and your T cell will interpret that you're trying to kill yourself.
Wow.
That's why it is a marathoners. Have very weak immune system. That T cell does not work properly.
That's amazing. Lance Armstrong.
The exercise. Hmm? Lance Armstrong is a good example.
Hmm. Oh, Lance Armstrong, a bicyclist.
Yeah.
So.
The determined people. When you have any kind of determination, you'll have. That kind of healing too, because of the determination.
Willpower.
See, today in this American society, you know, it is one of those New Age concepts called the Law of Hicks. You heard about it? Law of Attraction?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, there's such a, one of them is a Deepak Chopra, okay, and there is a power in you. If you exercise that power, you can become whatever you want to be. But it's not your power. It's somebody else.
When your 5% is harmonious with God's 95%.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're only less than 5%. Okay.
Hard to admit that Lena's been right all this time when I thought she was... Excuse me?
All right,
here's a good one.
Can
I say that again?
No, Lena.
We're in the kitchen. Yeah.
Because she was the basket full of sickness. Yeah.
Yes.
She was dying. She could not eat anything because everything she's allergic. For how many years? She's afraid of anything.
Yeah.
Really, it was miserable when I saw her in Seattle. Yeah.
Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah.
But then I thought she'd turn queer.
She means queer and weird.
Yeah, we have another one like Alina, the Vicky.
Yeah,
Vicky was just like
that's
how it comes. But yes.
And she did that too. Yes, Annette. Wait till you say yes. I said never.
She was so afraid that I would embarrass her when I showed up at her place and among her friends and everything. Like she would go, like you know, everywhere.
So Annette, I want to know why on earth did you come with her?
Pardon?
Why on earth?
You know what I was so afraid of?
Well,
because
I listened.
Do you have time?
He's staying right away.
So I have to repeat same song again and again. This, you know, you're gonna get better. This is why you're gonna get better. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll try. But somehow she tried. Diligently.
She didn't just try,
she did.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah.
There was that confidence in the Creator that just gave me that quantum leap, you know?
Yeah.
Paradigm shift or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Quantum leap, yeah.
That's so Annette, you came because she kept bugging you?
No.
No, I'd heard some of his tapes and I liked what I heard and she just kept talking about what happened and what happened to her and how she'd changed. I don't know, I just couldn't help it. It just seemed like something was driving me.
That's awesome.
To come.
That's great. Thank
something
you.
Was
yeah.
And then so many things happened for us not to come that it had to be.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? A lot of things happen, so not to come, right?
Yeah.
It's so interesting. Yeah. That everybody comes to this New Start program, they had to struggle through the things happening so they cannot come. That's right. Dear loving Father, so now we know the only way to go through this world is walking with you.
Yeah.
Moment by moment. No matter how bad ourselves look to us, still your love unchanged. So we can still walk with you, holding with your hand. So, Father, let us never lose our hope, because you are the kind of God. We cannot lose hope, because no matter what situation, no matter what we have done, your love will never change anyway.
Amen.
So we can have hope. We can trust in your love.
Yes.
That's our only hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen.